following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
By your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store and pick up 5 quarts of O'Reilly Conventional Motor Oil and a MicroGuard filter for $12.99. Extend the life of your vehicle and save money with 5 quarts of O'Reilly Conventional Motor Oil and a MicroGuard filter for $12.99. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Many people with Medicare drug plans don't know they're at the corner of the best plan for me, and at least it was last year. At Walgreens, our expert pharmacists can help you find the right plan with our free comparison report. Check to see if you could save up to 75% on prescription copays. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Based on Tier 1 copay for select plans featuring Walgreens as a preferred pharmacy.
There is no place like Nebraska. Do you hold Nebraska? You
can you feel it?
This is a dream come true for me. Yeah, I grew up. All I ever wanted to do was be a Husker.
Back to throw is Tater, looking, holding, set, throws deep downfield, looking toward the end zone. The pass is caught. Touchdown, Kenny Bell pulls it in.
Ball is given to Fryer on an inside handoff. He floats the 20, the 10, touchdown, Nebraska.
Hundley gets the snap. Huskers send a blitz. Hundley steps up, gets hit, goes down. Big sack by the Cornhuskers. Andrew Green on a corner blitz brings him down.
Second down and 6. Martinez running, first down, Taylor Martinez. Hell, here we go. Martinez, Kenny Allen, Martinez at the 10. Touchdown, Nebraska. 92 yards.
That'll be back to throw, looking, throwing down toward the end zone as a man out there overshoots it, and it's intercepted. Picked off by Stanley Jean Baptiste in the end zone. The third pick of the night for the Husker defense.
Steve Taylor looks to the five-man Cowboy front, takes the snap, hands it off to Clark, cuts back left side, 30, 32, 33, 35, broke it, out across the 40, 45, he may go, 50, 45, 40, first place in scrimmage, 25, 20, 15, 10, touchdown, touchdown, touchdown! Holy cow, unbelievable, the first play from scrimmage.
Martinez gets the shotgun snap, back to throw, Tater set, throws over the middle pass, caught, Ben Cotton! Touchdown! And Nebraska has taken the lead!
Nobody's been more dominant than Nebraska. Nothing can compare to it.
Frazier adding more numbers, more yards to those. Oh, they don't have them yet! Look at Tommy Frazier! How many tackles can one man break? Touchdown!
Martinez in trouble. Reverses. Trying to break contain. Martinez up the sideline. Still running.
Set, throws, pass, intercepted, Stafford at the 20, 15, 10, Damian Stafford down to the 4-yard line. The Huskers now with a chance to tie it at the Penn State 4. Snap back to McGloin, throws it out to flat to Lehman, the tight end, he makes a catch, leads, fumbles the ball in the end zone, Huskers recover in the end zone, it's a touchback.
Nebraska's thin up front, George is going a little tempo on him, he's trying to set a screen, and he's picked off!
Formation for the Huskers. Zimmer is the fullback. Burkhead the deep back. Play action fake. Tater back looking deep downfield. Has a man out there. The pass is caught. Touchdown. Quincy Inunua. His first 6 points of the year.
Laycock's getting close. We'll see if Taylor's going to be able to get it off. He does. Martinez. Jones was after it. Fire into the end zone. Touchdown Nebraska. Jamal Turner.
In the 20. I formation. Cross the deep back. They give it off to Amani, right side. He's got a first down, 15-10. Amani crossing a 5, banging his way to the end zone for a touchdown.
Just to buckle it up one time and see what it feels like to wear that N on the side of your helmet. Because I tell you what, when you got that helmet on, you don't feel like there's anything that you can't accomplish.
Twins to the far side. Huskers do send a blitz. Here comes Compton. Hit it from the outside. They hit Bellamy. Bring him to the turf at the 20-yard line. Ciante Evans with a sack for the Big Red.
O'Brien turns. Hands off Monte Ball. Hit it. Stop! He's short of the first down. Huskers have taken over on down.
Second and goal. Corner of the end zone. Caught. Touchdown, Nebraska. Jamal Turner made the catch.
Ball spotted at the 36. Thompson now dropping straight back. This one is intercepted by Tomjak. Jeff Tomjak.
Oh, I like that stance.
So he'll get the handoff. It is Hoffman. Hoffman to midfield.
He's got another gear.
They are not going to catch him. Jack Hoffman to the end zone. Husker touchdown.
This is super duper awesome. Thanks for the trophy. I'm glad that you are all now on Team Jack. And I know with you we can't lose. Thanks.
Oh, there truly is no place like Nebraska.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. We're ready for another football Friday. Man, I hope you're excited for the game tomorrow, folks. You know, the feeling on the first Friday of the season, I know, is different than it is on this Friday, but a lot of football season left. Had a lot of folks respond to our discussion or my topic at the start of the show, which wasn't even planned yesterday, about Coach Pelini and all that's going on for a 5-2 football team. But if you still want to weigh in on that, love to hear from you. You can email us, Facebook us, tweet us, call us. We'll give you all the details in a moment. Jim Langan is my co-host, as he is every Friday. Coming up on the show, we'll talk with Nick Medline from PurpleWildcat.com with the latest on Northwestern. Boy, they are really down in the dumps, four straight losses. They've got some kids that are banged up. What will be the odds? And still, Nebraska's only a seven-point favorite tomorrow in Lincoln over Northwestern. So we'll talk with him. Jimmy will give us his picks for the week because they were solid again last week, 5-1. I tell you what, Perennial doesn't want to come on anymore.
Hey, you know
what? He figures, why? You're here. He doesn't need to be on.
Yeah, this is kind of an amazing streak, to be honest with you. Hey, I mean, I don't know if I've ever done this before. I'm 26-8 is what it is on the show. And, you know, I have two really good picks. There's three others that I kind of like. I can't decide if I want to just release two or if I'm going to release all five.
Hey, you got to do with what you feel. Don't just throw five out there because you got to, because that's a number. No, you, whatever. 2-0 is better than 2-3. That's, I mean.
Yeah, that's what I got,
better
too.
Than 3-2. I mean, that's,
yeah,
just,
exactly.
That's what I was taught. That's what I was learned.
Yeah,
that's one of those deals. Plus, Pigskin Pick'em coming up. We got $60 in the Cunningham's cash drawer today. We'd love to get rid of that. Not really. We don't want to, but we'll see if anybody can beat us in Pigskin Pick'em. We'll give you a chance to do that towards the end of the program as well. Get into the high school football playoffs as well. Busy weekend. Even college basketball begins this weekend. Hastings College men and women start their season tonight. UNK will have their exhibition games, Women's Sunday, Men Monday, at the new Pinnacle Bank Arena. So that'll be cool. I mean, if you're, and this is a Kearney specific here, but it doesn't have to be. If you're a Kearney High fan, you can go to the Kearney Bearcat football game tonight in Omaha, go to the Husker game tomorrow, and go to UNK in Lincoln on Saturday or Sunday, or Sunday and Monday. Or you can go to the Loper football game tomorrow, and then head on down and watch the basketball games on Sunday and Monday. So a lot of things going on out there. And with UNK, Hastings College, the Huskers, they're all home this weekend. And a lot of activities going on. Well, let's get into the state football playoffs. And Jimmy, tonight Kearney High will be traveling to Millard West. Their hands are full. Here's a very athletic team. They've got a quarterback in draw that is going to Harvard to play college football. You've got Harrison Phillips, who is going to Stanford, offensive lineman that we've talked about on the show in the past. And it's been a while since the Bearcats played Millard West, but that was one of when they could first start kind of picking who you wanted to play. That was the first Millard school on the schedule back in, I think, 04, 05 they played.
Yeah, that's right. You know, I'll tell you what. Probably, you know, for Kearney High to win, they're going to have to win the turnover battle. And, you know, field possession is going to be very critical for Kearney High to have an opportunity to compete. But they've had a good season. They've done well against the Lincoln schools. You know, they've won four in a row, you know. So, you know, I think they're going to go into that thing and they're going to give it a great effort. And I think, like you say, they just got to be able to maybe catch a couple breaks, and third downs are going to be really important for Kearney High today.
We still are awaiting a couple of the kickoff times, which is mind-boggling to me that we're still waiting kickoff times for a couple of the area matchups on Wednesday. But we'll tell you what we have and what's going on out there. Some great football games last night. The Lawrence Nelson-Giltner game did not disappoint. And what a great job by Lawrence Nelson. This is where you just it's a bad break. Lawrence Nelson deserved a better fate. I mean, if you can push Giltner on Giltner's field to a two-point game, which they were ahead in that contest for most of the game, Lawrence Nelson already showing, unless something just weird happens, Lawrence Nelson showing that by that they were as good as any of the top four or five teams in D2.
Yeah, good point. I mean, I'll tell you what, Amherst had no trouble yesterday. I look at Amherst and I look at their bracket, and I think Amherst is going to go a long ways in the playoff. And that's a team that, you know, Lawrence Nelson beat. I you know, just talking to the head coach at Amherst, it did sound like maybe they turned the ball over a few times. But, hey, you know, that wasn't Lawrence Nelson took advantage of it and basically pulled off that upset. But then they go down to Giltner and play, so you know they can play. So that that kind of shows you some, but I really do like what Amherst is doing right now in D2.
Some other games of interest out there. There were a lot of games, Jim, that were close at the half and a lot of points scored in the second half yesterday. A lot of them. St. Cecilia, Adams Central, the Sutton game that I was at, Kearney Catholic Ward. A lot of the area teams, they were battles in the first half yesterday, maybe more so than we're used to seeing. Shelton, a 2-15 matchup. They're very fortunate to even be playing next week, winning by two against Sandhill Stedford. There were a lot of knee knockers at halftime.
Yeah, I refereed the Adams Central game, and in the first half, Shadron kept the ball and kept it out of Adams Central's hand. They had some long drives and some time-consuming drives where Adams Central couldn't get the ball. And the one time Shadron did come close to scoring, they did go down and score. And but in the second half, Adams Central really dominated that game on the defensive and offensive sides of the ball, played very well. I was very impressed with the way Adams Central played and took control of that game in the second half. I think Shadron can play. I think they had a pretty good football team.
Yeah, again, give credit to, but it's soon forgotten, isn't it? When we get to the semifinals, we'll remember some of the great games that we've seen in the next two rounds. Let's take a look at some of these playoff for the backyard teams here, and then we'll run through more of it. Adams Central at Norfolk Catholic, they'll play at 3. 4 o'clock, Donovan Trumbull will be at Crofton. 4:30, Blue Hill is at North Platte St. Pat's. 5 o'clock, St. Cecilia is at Hershey. Shelton will be at Medicine Valley. 5:30, Sutton plays at Battle Creek. 6 o'clock kickoffs, Kearney Catholic goes to Albion to play Boone Central Newman Grove. Palmer will be at Overton. Broken Bow will be at Gothenburg. And 7 o'clock, Giltner at Nebraska Lutheran. We are still awaiting and now Burwell at Elm Creek. That has been set for a 6 o'clock kickoff. Still awaiting Amherst-Loomis, which I would just assume is a 7 o'clock kickoff, but that has not been made official yet. So that's pretty much everybody in the area as far as Wednesday night games go.
Yeah.
Folks, by the way, Jimmy, folks were wondering the whole who gets to play at home and who doesn't. All right, let's go through this for folks that don't know. It's simple to us because we do it every year. The low seed, you're the number 1 through 8 seed yesterday, you're hosting, all right? So now we move on to the next round. If the two favorites, they win, still the best seed's going to host. But, and it happens a lot in these 8-9 or 7-10 matchups, if the 9 seed, like Pierce, won yesterday, then they will advance on, and then they get to host a game in C1. So if you've got a matchup in the next round where in round 1, Team A was home and Team B was away, then Team B gets to host, and that's all that it comes down to. So Pierce is one of those teams, and they will host Cozad. Even though Cozad's the number 1 seed, Cozad will have to go to Pierce for a 3 o'clock kickoff on Wednesday. If there were two upsets, say you had a 12 seed playing a 15 seed in the second round, the 12 seed would get to host. So there's no guarantee. Sometimes that actually works out a little bit later on down the line. You can be a seed that, you know, guaranteed Cozad will be home next week. If they can go up to Pierce and win, no matter what happens, they're going to be at home next week. But it's very important when you get to that semifinal round how things will work out. Sometimes you got the number 1 seed on the road.
Yeah, it's a system that's set up by the NCAA, and it kind of generates money. The home team gets about 25% extra, you know, to be the home site, and generates a little more money for them. They give you a game ball. You know, you get to have the NSA gives you a game ball, about a $50 game ball if you're the home team. So there's some things and some benefits. Your concession stand will work out a lot better for you. You know, you'll make some money at the concession stand. So I think that's the when we sat in there and decided at the very beginning how they were going to do this, you'd avoid the same team being home three or four times in a row. You know, as long as, like you said, as long as if there was an upset or somebody else that already got to host. Right.
It doesn't really bother me the first couple of rounds.
Uh-huh.
It doesn't bother me. And it does bother some people. Well, we're the number one seed. Okay, perfect example. Giltner. They're the defending state champ. Their only loss was to a team that was in D1. Do they not deserve to have all the games at home? They're the sixth seed. They're on the road. They were going to be on the road no matter what. So, I mean, there's arguments on both sides that, you know what, sometimes the number one seed isn't the number one team, and then that's up for debate, but that's why you play the football game. So let me run down quickly the West brackets in case you want to go to these games on Wednesday, and anybody that would be close listening area in the East. C1, Cozad at Pierce at 3, Adams Central at Norfolk Catholic at 3, 6 o'clock, Kearney Catholics at Boone Central, which is Albion. Broken Bow will be at Gothenburg, a rematch of that 3-0 Donnybrook that they had in the regular season. In C2, the West bracket all have late afternoon kicks. Donovan Trumbull is at Crofton at 4, Blue Hill is at North Platte, St. Pat's at 4:30, St. Cecilia's at Hershey at 5, and Battle Creek will host Sutton at 5:30, and that should be quite a battle in that one. In D1, in the western part of the bracket, it will be Chambers Wheeler Central playing at Hemingford. There's a trip for you. 2:30 in the afternoon, the kick, and then the rest are at 6. Palmer at Overton, Twin Loop at North Central, and Burwell at Elm Creek. Also in the east, Brooding Davenport Shickley will be at home to take on Randolph. That is a 6 o'clock kickoff. Exeter Milligan travels to Clark's to play High Plains. That is also a 6 o'clock kickoff. And once again in D2, we are still awaiting the Amherst-Loomis kickoff time. And once we get that, we will put that up for you. Stewart will be hosting Anselmo Myrna at 5, Shelton at Medicine Valley at 5, and Hay Springs will be at Wallace, and that is a 2 o'clock in the afternoon kickoff there. On the eastern part of the bracket, Fullerton will be at Humphrey St. Francis at 6. Giltner will be at Nebraska Lutheran, and that game is set for 7 o'clock. So that catches you up to date, hopefully, on state football. Also, Class B and six-man getting underway today. Aurora is at home tonight to Grand Island. We talked about Kearney. Grand Island is home against Bellevue West at 7. Aurora is hosting Plattsmouth at 7. Silver Lake has their six-man game this afternoon at 3. We'll take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. When we come back, we're going to talk a little Northwestern football as we head out to purplewildcat.com to talk to Nick Medline right after this.
Into a storm this weekend. Jared Schaffrin has the call.
This weekend on Friday, the Storm are back at home, and then Saturday they're on the road to take on the Sioux City Musketeers. Jacob Johansson continues to be a solid backbone in the net for Tri-City. Joel Esperance has taken over the team lead in scoring now with 5 points on the season.
All the action on the Breeze, 94.5 FM.
Hi, it's the Herd. I've been recommending Stamps.com for years. Saves businesses valuable time by not having to go to the post office. And I love hearing from listeners who took my advice on the show, like Troy Powell, owner of Powell Law Firm. Troy says, before Stamps.com, I'd go to the post office, stand in line, weigh my mail, try to get the correct postage. Yeah, I had to stand in line behind Gert. He said it. Then Troy heard our show talking about Stamps.com. Easy way to get postage. Use your own computer and printer. Now Troy says, quote, with Stamps.com, I weigh and print the correct postage on all my correspondence, and I save myself and my business a trip to the post office. Saves me time, saves me gas, saves me money. Troy, thank you. Right now, use my name, Colin, for a special offer. No risk, $110 all in. That includes a digital scale and up to $55 of free postage. Don't wait. Stamps.com. Click on the mic. Type in Colin. That's Stamps.com. Enter Colin.
Come on in, let the games begin.
Hi, this is Jeremy from HK Sports Bar and Grill. Or you can call it Hastings Kino, you can call it plain Kino. My point is this, we aren't just your daddy's Kino parlor anymore. We're a new restaurant. I mean, the building's in the same place, but it's a new restaurant. The faces are different, the menu is different, atmosphere is different, everything's different. It is a new restaurant. If you haven't been here lately, you haven't been here.
Come on in, let the games begin.
Honestly, the first thing I thought was I might be out for a long time if I don't get this checked out, because I heard a pop in my ankle, and so I came here. It's like having a second set of coaches. They want you to get better, just like your coaches want you. They push you. It feels really, really good to get over something. It's kind of like winning a football game. It's something that you love the feeling of it, because you're back to 100%, and then you're back to playing again.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, with locations to serve you across central Nebraska.
We have a wind advisory in effect until this evening. Otherwise, for today, we could see spotty showers, otherwise partly sunny and breezy, high of 56. Tonight, it'll be partly cloudy, low of 30, and tomorrow will be mostly sunny with a high of 58. Currently, it's 50.
Shut up and drive.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. In public interest, somebody from Loomis, would you please call somebody from Amherst?
What? Come on. Come on. Let's get that football game set.
No school today at Loomis. Maybe they're having a parade. I don't know. Love our Loomis Wolves, though, and looking forward to that. Football going on in the state football playoffs, and we'll keep you up to date as everything's going on right here. Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Coming up, we're going to talk a little Nebraska Northwestern football. Folks, as you get ready to tailgate, as we said, whether it's the Lopers, the Broncos, or the Huskers tomorrow, the place to stop first is Troutman's Quality Meats, a grill's best friend with USDA Choice Certified Angus Beef. And, of course, their quality steaks are aged a minimum of 30 days for peak flavor and tenderness. How about getting some New York strips? Wherever you're at, they're there for you. $12.99 a pound. Slice them up, put them on a hoagie bun for a great tailgate sandwich. Do whatever you want. They're all good. And don't forget, it's never too early to pre-order your Thanksgiving turkeys, smoked turkeys, hams, and prime rib at Troutman's Quality Meats. A grill's best friend with fresh Polish and jalapeno brats. Throw them on the grill. You're ready to go. Troutman's Quality Meats, Highway 30 here in Kearney. Well, let's catch up again with our friends at Northwestern University, purplewildcats.com. Nick Medline joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Nick, how are you?
I mean, I'm doing pretty well. I'm doing quite a bit better than the Northwestern football team right now.
I was going to say, we got a couple of teams that are bleeding from the mouth coming into Lincoln. I am not, Nick, I'm surprised that the Wildcats are 0-4. Not surprised that they would have been 2-2. We knew that Northwestern could be a better football team with a worse record than what we saw last year. They lost all those close games, and the perception is they put all their eggs in the Ohio State basket. Is that exactly what happened?
You know, it's hard not to think of that game, because less than a month ago, it's unbelievable to think, Northwestern is 4-0. They're beating Ohio State at home in the fourth quarter on College Game Day. And I don't think that they've mentally recovered from that. They had to go to Wisconsin, which is such a difficult environment. Everyone knows that it's tough to win at Wisconsin. Got blown out there. But you can't really excuse the loss to Minnesota, and you can't really excuse the loss to Iowa. If Northwestern wants to be a competitor one of these years, then Northwestern has to go out and win some of these games. Right now we're staring at a team that really failed a lot of expectations. I think that right now you're going to see a team that's more mentally focused. They're just focused on winning a bowl game, getting back to their roots, and realizing what it's like to win again. It's been such a long time for them, and they have suffered from some injuries, but I don't think they're making any excuses. I think they need to go out there and prove what they're made of.
Yeah, I watched the Iowa Northwestern game when it went into overtime, and what I noticed was that Iowa defensively gave Northwestern almost no chance at all in those four plays. Can you tell us what happened? Was it a breakdown of blocking? Or because they just completely out-physicaled, I thought, the Northwestern offensive line.
Yeah, the Northwestern offensive line, I'll start there, is quite the disaster lately. They had to replace three new starters, and in the first month of the season, we saw guys like Jeff Mogis, Ian Park, and Paul Jorgensen step in. But since then, the offensive line has been porous. They're not leaving enough time for quarterbacks Kane Coulter and Trevor Siemian, which leads to plays like that, where Kane Coulter is back in the pocket, and he's swarmed by defenders on a blitz on that fourth down play. You can understand that there may have been a lapse here or a lapse there. Northwestern is not the team best built for overtime because they have a tough time getting those quick hits and big plays with Alvin Rick Mark in the backfield. But it seemed at times like, you know, that defense really wanted it, and Northwestern had no answer. So I'd say that it was a problem in overtime, but it was a problem throughout the game, that the offensive line can't really hold up, can't really give time for the quarterbacks, isn't creating enough holes for the running backs. So it really starts up front. And I remember when I was on the station in July or August, I was saying that a lot rests on the offensive line, and they've let the quarterbacks down. We're starting to see some adjustments there.
The defense, really, until the last 2 weeks, and now that win by Minnesota over Northwestern, we'll probably still have to see the jury's out how good Minnesota is after beating the Huskers and beating Northwestern. But the defense hasn't exactly been slowing people down. They did Iowa, who doesn't have a whole lot, but even in the non-conference, most of those teams were able to put up a lot of points.
They are young, though. I'm positive about this defense. I think that the last 2 weeks they finally showed off their potential. One guy to watch is freshman cornerback Matt Harris, who earned the starter's role. Coach Fitzgerald almost never puts true freshmen in that sort of situation, but Matt Harris is one of the most mentally ready true freshmen I've seen in a long time. Had an outstanding game against Iowa, and he's mature. Whenever he made mistakes, he didn't let them beat him a second time, and he also tackled very well. Whenever he got beat, he always recovered, made the play. So there's been a bit of a youth movement there. Across from him, Nick Van Hoos, a cornerback, redshirt sophomore, had a great season in 2012 and regressed a little bit. But I'd say that the corners are as strong as they've been in quite some time. Not that Northwestern has as rich a history as they should of corners. And then you look at the safety play led by Ibrahim Campbell, and the defense hasn't been perfect. But against Ohio State, they were victimized by one fumble recovery touchdown, a punt return touchdown, a lot of very poor field position. They're definitely putting up a fight. And the general sentiment around here is that the offense has completely let down the defense and that the defense is doing what it can to put Northwestern in football games, and I tend to agree with that.
I got a question for you on the Northwestern injuries situation. Nebraska's missing a All-American offensive tackle, and Taylor Martinez, the quarterback, who has not played well this year, won't be playing at all this week. Who is Northwestern missing that was very important to your offense?
On offense? Well, yeah. It starts to add up. Venrick Mark, the first-team All-American at punt returner last year, has been out for almost the majority of the season, and people think that he could actually gain a medical redshirt, so that's key. But at this point, it's starting to add up. Northwestern has two active tailbacks on scholarship, and if you know how Northwestern plays, that's not going to work. They're going to want to run the ball. They're even having Dan Vitale, a super back, taking carries on sweep. So you have Venrick Mark out, Mike Trumpy, a senior power back, out, and I know he had those two costly fumbles against Iowa, but he's still a valuable member of that backfield. And another change of pace guy, the true freshman Warren Long, is out. So you're left with two running backs against a team who you want to run the ball quite a bit against, and that's very worrying. It's nice for Northwestern to have Kane Coulter back and healthy, but if they don't move the ball with Trayvon Green, the junior, and with Stephen Buckley, a redshirt freshman, then they will lose badly in this game.
We're talking on the Doug and Daddy Show here on ESPN Radio with Nick Medline of PurpleWildcats.com. What is your sense, Nick? Is Northwestern wanting to finish this season strong? Because obviously, four games left. They need two wins to get bowl eligible and still have Michigan and Michigan State and then finish with Illinois. Do you get a good vibe, I mean, for a team that's 0-4? Or is this a team that's really kind of pitying themselves right now?
They have the right mental toughness, but you look at the rest of the schedule, and what do you tell these guys? You have, again, Nebraska, Michigan, Michigan State before you get that kind of cupcake opponent in Illinois. So you can be as mentally prepared as you want, but Northwestern, for once, has to go out there and actually play up to their potential if they want to win any of these next three games. I don't like the matchups very much. I can't say with confidence that I think Northwestern will win any of those games at this point. So Pat Fitzgerald teams, they're mentally tough. They pride themselves on going out there, forgetting about the last play. But are they talented enough? Are they good enough right now? Have they figured out the pieces necessary to win? They're not even close. And a sense of panic, I believe, starts to set in. And we haven't really seen that from Northwestern. We haven't really seen panic, but it would be an understandable emotion. So I'm not – they seem fine, but I'm just not confident that they can right the ship in time.
2 years ago, Northwestern came in and upset Nebraska in Lincoln for just a key win in this series and for Northwestern, and it kind of was a springboard for what they did the next year and a half. What's it going to take? Because I've watched Northwestern play. Then you pull out the stat sheet, and they're not great at anything. The thing that leads them a little bit is that they do throw the ball better than average, but you just look at all the statistical categories, 10th, 10th, 12th, 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th. I mean, they're not great at one thing. Will they have to throw the ball and throw the ball for over 300 yards to beat Nebraska?
Maybe not 300 yards, but I do think that both quarterbacks need to be very successful. They'll pull out all the stops. I'd expect that Kane Coulter will play some wide receiver. They'll obviously play some quarterback. They need to throw the ball well. You're absolutely right to get their confidence back. And I think that what we saw against Ohio State was a team that threw the ball quickly and then gained so much confidence. Not that I'm going to compare the team against Ohio State to the team that's stumbling to Nebraska, but there's definitely a precedent for Northwestern throwing the ball well and then succeeding. But Kane Coulter is the key to this game. He was the key to the win 2 years ago. If he can show off his versatility, if he can throw the ball well enough, if the offensive line with Matt Frazier at right guard gives him enough time to do what he wants to do, then Northwestern is a completely different team. So that's one part of the equation. I don't know if I can put a yardage total on it, but they'll need Coulter to go. They'll need Trevor Siemian to get going. He's been one of the worst players on the team recently. And you saw him as a nice change of pace option in the past where he was leading comebacks, throwing the ball well, crisp. But against Minnesota, he was a disaster out there. The offensive line gave him no time, but he was throwing out lame ducks. He was just throwing it right into linebackers' hands. So they're going to need something from both of them. And I'm a little bit more confident in Coulter at this point, but they will need to throw the ball with both guys.
All right, we will see what happens tomorrow afternoon. Big Ten Network as Nebraska welcomes in Northwestern. Nick Medline, purplewildcats.com. Always a pleasure to chat with you on the Doug and Daddy Show, and thanks for the time. Let's do it again.
All right, thank you so much.
You bet. Take care. 2:30 kickoff pregame tomorrow on The Breeze, 94.5 FM. At 9:30, let's take a look with this 2:30 kickoff. There's going to be some official visitors tomorrow. This Husker recruiting update is brought to you by T&L Irrigation Systems. T&L Center Pivot owners have come to expect quality and dependability with every T&L irrigation system. To assure many more years of reliable irrigation, you should schedule your annual preventative maintenance program today, because performing basic maintenance in the off-season will pay you back when the summer heat arrives. Call your independent T&L dealer to thoroughly inspect your machine from the pivot point to the overhang. T&L Irrigation Systems, easier on you for a lifetime. And it looks like at least five official visitors will be coming in. And also looks like Dalvin Stuckey, a top JUCO prospect is getting ready to make his appearance for the University of Nebraska. But you've got defensive end Devontae Bond, wanted to go to Miami, kind of signed with him, but he didn't graduate. So he had to go back and now has Nebraska and Oklahoma as his two finalists. Same kind of fiery coaches there. You've got offensive lineman Nick Gates coming out of Las Vegas. He is coming off a visit to A&M last week and is coming to Nebraska this weekend as well. He's been here once, coming last June for the summer camp. Wide receiver Robert Lockhart, again, wanted to go to Miami out of high school. He is a former high school teammate of Nebraska kicker Mauro Bondi. And right now, Nebraska and Ole Miss are apparently going after his services. Linebacker Javon Walton, he's committed to Louisiana Lafayette, but has started to look around because he's getting better. Missouri has some interest, Southern Miss, Nebraska, Tulane as well. And then Drew Brown, who's already committed to Nebraska, is coming in for his official visit as well. And, of course, Chris Brown, former Husker kicker, is his older brother. So those are some that have been confirmed by Sean Callahan and the gang at Husker Online to be coming in for official visits for the 2:30 kickoff. Even more reason that Nebraska needs to look good tomorrow, Jimmy, for these recruits. Nebraska hasn't had anybody coming in for the last few games. Obviously, they haven't been home for a while.
Yeah, you know, it's about getting the right players. You know, there's no doubt about that. There's X's and O's, and there's Jimmies and the Joes, and we need some Jimmies and the Joes.
Husker Recruiting Update brought to you by TNL Irrigation, proven technology that's easier on you for a lifetime. When we come back, Jimmy's got some college picks for us. We'll hear him after this.
J-E-R-S-E-Y-S, go!
Lace him up.
Straight away, three.
Strap it on.
Three to try to win it.
It's pull it good. Over. You're going to Jersey's, where the high-def big screens put you there, along with great food, cold drinks, great fans. It's simple. Jersey's attracts real sports fans, the kind like you, who wear the team colors on their back, their loyalty on their sleeves, bleed their team's colors. Jersey's Sports Bar, Vista Point, North Kearney. It's like a courtside ticket.
For the win. Up, got it, the buzzer. Oh, my.
Now at the Home Depot, save 10% on select carpet purchases with your Home Depot consumer credit card. So, let's do new carpet that's soft on our feet and on our wallets. Soft Spring is surprisingly soft and downright durable, so you get both on a budget. Let's do this. Save 10% on select carpet purchases with your Home Depot credit card. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through November 6, U.S. only, subject to credit approval. Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
You know Sears Auto Center offers complete car care, but did you know we also carry convenience? We've got tons of it. Online scheduling, weekend appointments, text updates, and convenient deals, too. Right now, get up to $160 by mail-in rebate when you buy four eligible Goodyear or Dunlop tires with your Sears card. And get an oil change for just $17.99 with coupon. Come to Sears Auto Center for complete car care. Hassles not included. Sears, where better happens. Rebate ranges from $40 to $80. Ends 11/23. Oil change coupon ends 11/2. Exclusions apply.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Health insurance is changing. You have new options, but which one is right for you? As authorized independent agents for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, Farm Bureau Financial Service agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers know health insurance and can help you understand your options and the differences between them. Contact Rich Peters and Matt Myers and see how they can simplify the process and help you select the right health insurance policy for you and your family. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We have a wind advisory in effect until this evening. Otherwise, for today, we could see spotty showers, otherwise partly sunny and breezy, high of 56. Tonight, it'll be partly cloudy, low of 30, and tomorrow will be mostly sunny with a high of 58. Currently, it's 50.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. Doug Duda and Jim Langan, our Midtown Mart Cooler question. Yesterday, how do you think the Huskers will fare against Northwestern? 42% says Nebraska will win but not cover. That means it's between 1 and 6 points. 37% says they'll win and cover, and for the first time in a long time, we've got people voting for lose, 21%. So it's pretty split there how the Huskers will do tomorrow against Northwestern. Over the weekend, we're asking you, if your favorite NBA team was not a contender, would you want to try and tank it to have a chance at drafting Andrew Wiggins? Absolutely, positively, no. No. This kid isn't LeBron, right?
Right.
He's not LeBron. All right, so he's not LeBron. And Greg Oden, how'd that work out? Yeah, that's what I thought. You want your favorite NBA team to tank it? You're not even guaranteed that you're going to get him, even if you got the worst record, Jimmy.
Yeah, you're not going to do that. I agree with you 100%.
That's our poll question of the day. Midtown Marta Hastings, home of the coldest beer and coolest topics. Well, Nick, just after he got done, got on his Twitter account and says, just talk to the guys at Doug and Daddy. Not so confident about this game. Did we sway him? Did we sway him to think Nebraska was going to win this game somehow? But they're really not. Their stats aren't very good at anything.
Yeah, we didn't sway anybody anyway. I mean, we've got a couple teams that played really Northwestern. Really, that Iowa game they played last week. I don't understand. I mean, where he's coming from a little bit when he's talking about, you know, hey, I just don't understand. When we play Iowa and we can't beat them, and they were a 4-point underdog. They forced overtime. Northwestern about won a game outright that, you know, Iowa's not bad. Doug, I've been telling you that all along. I mean, I told you that. Everybody's shaking his head no at me. I took Iowa plus the 18 against Ohio State. I say, hey, this team can play a little bit. Their defense
They're
is
running
good.
The ball. They're running the ball and chewing clock. So, and good for them. No. I don't even care.
All right.
I don't respect. No.
Maybe, all right. I'm going to take Wisconsin as one of my picks, so I'm telling you that right now. I don't like him that well. I do like him when we're talking about playing against Northwestern.
Well,
I mean, we're talking about Iowa versus Nebraska. We're not talking about Iowa versus Oregon or Baylor. We're talking about against Nebraska.
Yeah, we are. Huskers, man.
All right.
Greatest offense since 83.
Okay, all right.
Don't you remember that?
Yeah. All right. I guess I'm wrong again.
No. But I did say, we can go back to the tape, too, and it'll be interesting how this plays out. I do remember when we came back from Chicago, I said Minnesota was not going to finish last in the division.
Oh, Minnesota's not bad. I mean, Minnesota can play. That's not surprising me. Minnesota should have won the bowl game last year. They outplayed Texas Tech in that bowl game, and they came out and started off well. They had a couple games that got away from them. I was really surprised that Michigan beat Minnesota as bad as they did. That was a really surprise.
Well, that was the whole Jerry Kill got. That was his latest episode. He wasn't there.
Okay.
They were in shambles a little bit. I can understand how that can get away when there's nobody there to run the business.
That might be so. That's a good point, Doug.
And I will have to say that, you know, if you're just looking at the numbers and the stats, Iowa is proving themselves. There's no doubt about it. Hell, they beat Minnesota, right?
Well,
I mean, they did. Well, and Minnesota's just come out and beat Nebraska.
Well,
so,
well, this is kind of a bizarre twist to Big Ten football here, but Northern Illinois has lost one game out of their last 20 football games, Doug. And they got beat really bad by a Florida State team in the bowl game, I believe. Is that correct? Was that who they got beat? Was Florida State? Didn't they beat Northern Illinois? Because Northern Illinois ended up getting into the BCS. And Northern Illinois is dominating people. And they looked really good, but their national exposure was just one game, and that was Florida State. Well, no one's playing Florida State close.
No.
You know, and so that their national exposure game for Northern Illinois was that game. Well, Iowa's played them twice, and both were 3-point games, I believe. Iowa played Northern Illinois to a 3-point game twice. So I just think Iowa's a little bit better than people give them, you know, but it'll be hard for them. I guess Wisconsin, too, this week. But, you know, because Las Vegas is caught up with Iowa. Let's just put it that way. But Northern Illinois can play football.
Don't forget the Breeders' Cup starts this afternoon just after 3 o'clock here on ESPN Radio. And speaking of investing, let's get a look at Jimmy Langan's college football underdogs for the weekend. Are you ready to release your selections?
Yeah, I'll go with them right now. There's three teams that I think are not very good right now that have good records, and the public still thinks they might be pretty good. And these three teams, I'm going to go against all three of them. One of them is Notre Dame. Navy's getting 17 points. They're playing at Notre Dame. I do not think Notre Dame is that good. Publicly, people are still on Notre Dame. They've covered a couple times. They did have a big win over Arizona State. But other than that, Notre Dame has really struggled against other people this year. And I just don't think – I think Navy getting the 17 points is very critical. The other one is Texas. Texas, yeah, they've played poorly a couple times. They had a big win over an Oklahoma team that I think is overrated. And Texas is averaging about 31 points a game. Well, they're a 28-point favorite. I don't care if they're a 28-point favorite over anybody. That's too many points, and I like Kansas getting the 28 points. Kansas has struggled against Texas Tech's offense, Baylor's offense. I don't think they're going to struggle against Texas. I think 28 points is too much. I like Michigan State. I think Michigan's overrated. I think Michigan has had some games where they've go to Penn State and lose. I think Michigan's had trouble at UConn. And they've had a couple games where they played Indiana, and the next thing you know, it's like 62-50. I mean, the basketball teams won't even score that many points. So I like Michigan State minus the 5. I like Wisconsin this week. Wisconsin is 7-0 against the spread. They're playing an Iowa team. And like you said, Iowa has to control it defensively. I don't think people have caught up with how good Wisconsin is. The game's at Iowa. That game could have gone either way last week. They happened to win by 7 in overtime over Northwestern. But I think Wisconsin might be one of those top 10 teams that's getting overlooked a little bit. And then the last one I have is Hawaii is getting 25 points, and they're playing at Utah State. And I just think that's too many points. Hawaii's 0-7. They haven't won a game this year, but they're playing with everybody. They got beat by Colorado State, Doug, and they got beat by Wyoming, and they played them within 7 points. And I just think getting the 25 points is a lot of fun. Give me 25 points, and I'll take about anybody. But I like Hawaii a little bit there. So those are those five.
So those are the selections. Navy, Michigan State, Kansas, Hawaii, and
Wisconsin.
Wisconsin. Those are the selections. From Jimmy Langan. Good luck, everybody. Good luck, and good luck to you, James.
Do you have any of them that you disliked?
When you said Kansas at Texas, and there's a reason for these lines. It should be close to 28, but it's at Texas. Kansas is horrible. But there's a couple times you took them, and they hung around for a quarter and a half and then got blown out. It just I'll give you big time props once again if that comes through. And I know Texas isn't that good, but that's the one that my jaw dropped just a little bit. That would be great, though.
I was thinking about taking Colorado over UCLA. Would have that got your jaw to drop a little bit more? Because that spread's the same 28. But I looked up in Colorado. Against all those teams, they give up way too many points. And I think Kansas competes a little harder than Colorado. A little more pride there.
Maybe they should play each other.
Wouldn't that be fun?
Kansas and Colorado. I bet that's game day type atmosphere.
Wouldn't that be
ESPN
something?
Game day. There you go. Folks, it's time to get ready now for our great big pigskin pick'em. And your chance to win a large combo meal from Big Daly's Deli, two locations in Hastings, one downtown, one right there by Duncan Field. Of course, the other in Kearney at the top of the hill, 3905 North 2nd Avenue. If you get our qualifier, if you are our qualifier, you'll get a large combo meal, any sandwich you want off the menu, plus combo it up with cookie, chips, drink, fruit cup, soup, whatever it is you want, put it together. They'll have it there for you. And, of course, you'll also be in for the Nebraska-Iowa tickets, sponsored by Cunningham's, where we have our weekly Husker lunch and will again this Wednesday. And you'll be in for tickets to the Nebraska-Iowa game as well. But, of course, Jeffrey, producer Jeff, who keeps the money in his pocket at all times, what is the Cunningham's cash vault up to?
$60.
60 bucks. If you can win, if you can defeat Jimmy and I in our selections, then you will take home the $60. We have not been beaten outright all year. This is probably a chance for us to go down in flames. Here is the trivia question. Call now, 888-455-ESPN. Again, remember, you can only go up against us once a season in the Pigskin Pick'em. 888-455-ESPN. Spencer Long yesterday was named one of the 16 recipients for the National Football Foundation's Scholar Athlete Award. This is the top college football student-athlete award in the country. He's now a finalist for the William Campbell Award. Last year, Rex Burkhead was one of the finalists for that award. What Nebraska high school did Spencer Long graduate from? What Nebraska high school did Spencer Long graduate from? The first correct answer goes against us in Pigskin Pick'em.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Everything you do on the Newsprint Network is important. Today we honor the following product review John posted with his new Samsung Galaxy Tab 3.
Apollo's foot care deodorizer balls are the luxury convertible of shoe deodorizer balls. I used to have a foot odor problem, the same way the beach has a sand problem. The scent was truly the devil's perfume. These magic balls changed all that. No more rank socks, no more ice skate rentals telling me to just keep them. I rated the bike helmet that saved my life 4 stars, and I give these little miracles 5.
In honor of all the important things you do on the Newsprint Network, we bring you this great deal. Get the new 7-inch Samsung Galaxy Tab 3 with Android 4.2 Jelly Bean for just $49.99 when you sign up for a data plan starting at only $5 per month. Visit a Sprint store or Sprint.com today.
Offer ends 1/23/14. Coverage and offer not available everywhere. Subject to 2-year agreement, credit, activation, and early termination. Plan price excludes taxes and Sprint surcharge.
How do you make the game even better? Just add pizza. Not just any pizza, but a pizza made with fresh, never frozen ingredients, made from scratch dough and 100% cheese. That's right. Just add pizza from Papa John's. For a limited time, get any large up to 3 toppings for $10 or any specialty for just $12.99. Now it's a game. Order online at papajohns.com or call Papa John's of Kearney today. 236-5455. Better ingredients, better pizza. Papa John's.
The Breeders' Cup. Breeders' Cup.
What a thriller in the Breeders' Cup Classic. Fourth line at 60. Mucho Macho Man. It's nose and nose to the wire. Fourth line has won it. And why Dan strikes the front, sticks his neck out. He wanted to win today, and win it he will. Why Dan, super impressive Breeders' Cup mile.
The Breeders' Cup runs here.
Breeders' Cup coverage Friday beginning at 3, Saturday night at 6 on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
That's something to be proud of. That's a life you can hang your hat on. That's a chin held high, the tear fall down, guts up in.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Time for Pigskin Pick'em, where Keith from Kearney knew that Spencer Long went to Elkhorn High School. That might have been a little easy, but that's okay. We need a person every Friday for the Pigskin Pick'em. He's the winner of the Big Dally's Deli lunch combo. He's in for the Nebraska-Iowa tickets, and now he's going for the $60 in Cunningham's cash. Keith, are you ready?
Sure.
All right, let's get after it. Here we go. We've got a variety of games to talk about this week. And as always, we start with a couple that may determine who comes out on top here, Jimmy. Wake Forest is at Syracuse. And the point spread in this game is Syracuse by 3. Keith, who do you got?
I like Syracuse, Big Orange.
Jimmy, Syracuse got beat 49-0 just earlier, just within the last month here. How does a team that got beat 49-0 win? Because they're at home. I'll take Syracuse.
I'll take Syracuse.
We move on to Army at Air Force. A weird thing happened here with the line. Air Force opened up by almost 2 touchdowns. Now that's down to about 1 point. Something weird's going on there, and I just didn't care to investigate it. So, with that in mind, Jimmy, Army at Air Force, who you got?
I guess I'll take Army.
I'm going to take Air Force. Keith, who you got here? Maybe it'll snow. Keith, who you got?
It's probably not smart to go against Langan, but I'll go Air Force.
The University of Southern Cal against the Oregon State Beavers. This game is at Oregon State, and surprisingly, once again, the spread. Oregon State favored by 5. What? I'll go gut check time. I'll take USC in the upset. Keith, who you like?
I like Oregon State.
Jimmy.
I don't think it's a good idea to go against Keith. I like his thinking. I'm taking Oregon State.
Virginia Tech is playing at Boston College. Virginia Tech has definitely struggled this year, but on the road, the Hokies are favored by 5. Keith, who you like?
With the Hokies.
Jimmy, Virginia Tech, Boston College. Who you got?
Boston College.
Really?
Yeah, really. Last week I saw Virginia Tech, but they can't score enough points. They'll have to score to win, won't they? Doesn't Virginia Tech somehow is going to have to score sometime?
Okay, I'll come up with an old adage on this one. Virginia Tech 8, Boston College 6.
It's a hockey game.
I'll take the Hokies. North Carolina at North Carolina State. This is a 3-point game, right, Jimmy? 5.5 5.5 for North Carolina is favored in this one. Who you got, Jimmy?
I guess I'm going to go with North Carolina. I just saw them play a couple times on TV, and they didn't look horrible.
Really? I'll take North Carolina State.
Good choice.
Keith, who you got?
I like North Carolina.
Oklahoma State at Texas Tech. And in this football game is Texas Tech for real. This is the two teams that have kind of been tripped up a little bit. Texas Tech is too much fun. I think they've got the fire. They're favored by 2. I'll take Texas Tech. How about you, Jimmy?
I'm going to go with Oklahoma State, and I was just waiting for you, Doug. I was going to go whichever side you didn't take. I was going to go the other way.
That guarantees you a win. No, Keith, who you got,
do
Keith?
That.
I'm going with the home team, Texas Tech.
Georgia at Florida. Is this the cocktail party that you can't call the cocktail party anymore? Yeah, I'm taking Georgia. They're too good a football team to continue to lose. It wasn't even my turn to pick, but I did. Keith, who you got?
Georgia.
Jimmy? I think Florida's favorite. No, Georgia's favored by field.
Yeah, I'm going to take Georgia on that. I like their quarterback. If he gets hurt, I think Florida will cover. If the Georgia quarterback goes down, if he plays the whole game, I think Georgia will win.
Miami of Florida at Florida State, top 10 game. Keith, who do you like?
Florida State.
Jimmy?
There's no doubt who I'm picking here. Florida State.
Yeah, I'd love to pick
it. Take Miami. Take the upset. Come on.
I already did. I got USC, and I got Virginia Tech.
All right.
Somebody else. And I'm taking Florida State. All right. Minnesota at Indiana. Indiana is favored by 9. Jimmy, I'm letting you go first here.
I'm taking Indiana. They're off. It's too good of an offense, and they're at home. Got a great offense.
You know what beats offense? Defense.
Then you should take Minnesota.
I'm doing it. They're a 9-point dog, and if they run the ball, which they should be able to do, I think they got a chance. Keith, what do you think? Minnesota, Indiana?
You're on your own on that one, Doug. I'm going Indiana.
All right, Michigan, Michigan State, our final game. You took Michigan State with the points. Are you going to take them for the outright win?
Definitely. You make that spread 12, and I'm on Michigan State. I'm going to buy it. I'm going to give more points than that. 5's not enough. Give me way more than 5. I got Michigan State in a big role. Only game that you could compare is the Notre Dame game. Only game at all is the Notre Dame game. All the other ones, Michigan State's way the best.
Man, Michigan State's favored by 5. Who do you got, Keith?
Well, the way Jim's talking up, I think I got to go with Michigan State.
This is beautiful. You guys are going to be 9-1, and I'm going to be 2-8. I am taking Michigan to outscore my friend Max Bulla and Michigan State. The tiebreaker, as it always is, the Nebraska total points in this football game. Keith, total points, Nebraska Northwestern.
57.
He knew what the line was. 57 is what it was last year. Jimmy, what do you got?
I got 55.5.
Oh, man. You know, after talking to our buddy Nick, I'm not sure Northwestern can do a whole lot. We've got those new linebackers in there. I'm going under both of you. I'm just telling you that right now, so there's not a whole lot of suspense. Keith will have the high number here at 57. You got 55.5. Tommy Armstrong, my goodness, he is the savior of this. Maybe it's a South Dakota State score. Maybe I should have went that way. Nah. Northwestern has pride. They've got some defense. I've been on the low end and keep losing these tiebreakers anyway. I'm going to say Nebraska wins this game and a little bit more comfortable to give us some thought going into Michigan. I'll say Nebraska 33 and Northwestern 13. So that's 46 points. Keith, congratulations on what you've won already, and it'll be you versus Jimmy, basically, for the Cunningham's cash. Good luck.
Thanks.
Keith and Carney joining us today for Pigskin Pick'em. I want you to know I do not feel good about these selections, so that should be pretty good for me.
I don't feel good. Doug, all these games are hard. I do think that Florida State, I'll be just amazed if Miami of Florida can compete with Florida State. I mean, Vegas doesn't put that line up there that high for a reason.
Well, we'll find out what happens. Maybe if I just get a couple more right with you on your upset picks, I won't have to go pre-owned. I'll go brand new from the Midway Auto Dealerships, Midway Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, Midway Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram. Whatever your price range is, there's something that they can find for you. Maybe you need a nice truck like a Dodge Ram or a Chevy Silverado, over $8,600 rebate from the manufacturer on both of those. Maybe you want to be sporting around a nice Cadillac, up to $9,500 off the Cadillac XTS. It's all there for you at Midway, and you can check out all of the inventory, including the pre-owned vehicles, online at the new thinkmidway.com, or visit them at Midway, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Midway, Chevy, Buick, Cadillac, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, Midway. It's a better way. Anything else?
Nothing.
The Boston Red Sox won the World Series.
Boy, they sure did.
Your thoughts? We took the Cardinals, right, both of us?
What's that?
We both took the Cardinals, didn't we?
I didn't know. You were with Damon Day on that. But I liked the American League. I just liked them because they were the home team. I had no preference on that. Thought it might go seven games, though. But I wasn't on the show that day. I did. I'm amazed that you haven't brought up Carl Pellini, though, to me. I thought you might say, what did you think of that? I'm asking you, what did you think of that?
I think if you can't win either last night, and I'm sure there'll be some this weekend, you should be able to win a prize for the Halloween costume if you can get some Florida Atlantic gear on and a big old doobie and go out for a costume party.
That's well said.
You've got to do topicals. You've got to do timely stuff. That's one of it. I guess in the grand scheme of things, I'm surprised this hasn't happened somewhere. But you know the guy, or at least you know of the guy. I mean, he's not like a personal best friend or something. But, you know, you've talked to him. You've interviewed him. He's been on this show. I don't know. I try not to make a whole lot of judgment on people's I don't even know if you call that a vice. Who knows if it's a one-time thing or a daily thing or a once-in-a-while thing, you know. Who am I to judge? Yeah, he made a big mistake. There's no doubt about it. There's no doubt about it. I forgive Carl, but he has been really, really punished. I mean, he's losing a very nice job, a very nice paycheck, and might be hard for him to get a college job again.
Well, he lost a job at Nebraska, and he goes there, and, you know, a lot of people don't get a second chance. And he got his. But,
pretty good gig.
Yep. All right. Thanks,
not there anymore.
You bet.
Anything else?
Nope. That's it.
Not throwing me out of Kearney High prediction tonight? Grand Island prediction? Silver Lake six-man prediction?
I just know Kearney High will compete hard.
I know. And we'll be there. Can't wait to have the game on Classic Hits 98.9, your home for high school sports in central Nebraska. And then we've got district to sub-district volleyball beginning on Monday. And we'll be rolling on through. It's a very busy week. Something every night of the week next week with volleyball, sub-districts, and districts in the state football playoffs continuing. We want to thank Nick Medline for joining us from PurpleWildcats.com on the show today. Jimmy Langan will be back with us on Monday for a Husker press conference that I hope is not that interesting. I don't want it to be interesting. I want it to be talking about Michigan.
Seven questions, and that's it.
That would be awesome. Folks, have a great weekend. Enjoy the Breeders' Cup this afternoon and tomorrow night. You got a favorite? Have you studied it yet for the Classic?
Just game on, dude, and that's who everybody else has taken. Bias is speed right now. They've got to dig up the track this morning. They have to do something.
All right, there you go, folks. We will see you Monday on the Doug and Daddy Show.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.